All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Speak the Truth podcast. I'm your host, Matt Tardio. Today, Trump, Zelensky, J.D. Vance squared off in the White House. We're going to talk about that here coming up. First, I want to thank EveryPlate for sponsoring today's episode.
Have you been ordering in more than you have been going out, like to the gym that you promised yourself you would on New Year's, and yet here you are like almost 2 months later and you're like, man, I have been slipping? Well, there's good news, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a way to help. Simply use EveryPlate and you're going to get a great discount at the end of this. I love EveryPlate. It is simple, delicious, healthy food that you cook right in your home, and you can pick what it is that you want to eat. They got options for everybody. So don't be shy. With the new Smart Swap recipes, you can swap flour tortillas for lettuce wraps, white rice for lettuce, and potatoes for sweet potatoes to make better choices for your meals. And get this, you can start today. Start with 50% off your first box with code ROB50 at everyplate.com/podcast. EveryPlate offer valid with auto renewing subscription. What are you waiting for? Ladies and gentlemen, get on over there. This is an amazing deal. I love them. Love, love, love them.
Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's a valid question. What would you be waiting for? Well, I'll tell you what Zelensky is no longer waiting for: help from the United States of America. I think that is pretty much gone. And we're going to get into all of this. Like, I'm literally going to put this up on the screen and we're just going to dive into it because it is some of the wildest stuff that I think I've ever seen. I don't think I've ever seen a fight like this inside of the White House. So we're going to talk about why and what they're saying. And we're going to back check some people today as we go through this.
And now I'm talking with my friends in Poland. And they are worried that you align yourself too much with Putin. What's your message for them?
Well, if I didn't align myself with both of them, you'd never have a deal. You want me to say really terrible things about Putin and then say, hi, Vladimir, how are we doing on the deal? That doesn't work that way. I'm not aligned with Putin. I'm not aligned with anybody. I'm aligned with the United States of America. And for the good of the world, I'm aligned with the world, and I want to get this thing over with. You see the hatred he's got for Putin. It's very tough for me to make a deal with that kind of hate. He's got tremendous hatred, and I understand that.
Okay. I misheard him the first time I was on there. He's making a point when he says this, and you can agree with this or you can disagree with this, and that's okay. He's making a point where he can't go on and say horrible things about Putin. Now, this is about to bite him in the butt because he's trying to make a deal with Ukraine, and he says he's on the world side. He said he's not on any side. He's not on Ukraine side or he's not on Putin side. He's just on the world side and wanting to get this thing done and wanting to get it shut off. I think that is a smart choice to try to state that because he's trying to remain a neutral third party and get it done. That's how he's trying to play it off. Wait.
But I can tell you the other side isn't exactly in love with, you know, him either. So it's not a question of alignment. I'm aligned with the world. I want to get the thing set. I'm aligned with Europe. I want to see if we can get this thing done.
And you see Zelensky there, like when he said, I'm aligned with the world and I'm aligned with Europe, Zelensky kind of like nods in approval. He's like, yeah, okay.
You want me to be tough? I could be tougher than any human being you've ever seen. I'd be so tough. But you're never going to get a deal that way. So that's the way it goes. All right, one more question.
I want to respond to this. So look, for 4 years in the United States of America, we had a president who stood up at press conferences and talked tough about Vladimir Putin. And then Putin invaded Ukraine and destroyed a significant chunk of the country. The path to peace and the path to prosperity is maybe engaging in diplomacy. We tried the pathway of Joe Biden of thumping our chest and pretending that the President of the United States' words mattered more than the President of the United States' actions. What makes America a good country is America engaging in diplomacy. That's what President Trump is doing.
Okay. I'm going to break that statement down. I don't think he's necessarily wrong. Because Joe Biden literally did that. He basically laughed off Putin and everything else. And then behind the scenes was not allowing Ukraine to use long-range capabilities that were provided by the United States of America to strike Russia, which needed to be done. And surface level, we said, yeah, we got your back. But behind the scenes, while support was being supplied, we didn't exactly get them everything that they need. They didn't. They didn't get what they needed. And this is politicians. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is it. And I'm going to make this statement. as we get into this, I want you to understand that we're talking about politicians fighting in the White House with a massive silver plate just in this screenshot. It's so pretty, I can see Trump's freaking hair. I don't give a damn about these politicians. I give a damn about the soldiers that are on the front lines. And that is why we are going over this. And we're going to start analyzing these statements.
Ask you.
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So he occupied our parts, big parts of Ukraine, parts of East and Crimea. So he occupied it on 2014. So during a lot of years, I'm not speaking about just Biden, but those time was Obama, then President Obama, then President Trump, then President Biden, now President Trump, and God bless, now President Trump will stop him. But during 2014, nobody stopped him.
During 2014, nobody stopped him. He's referring to Crimea. It's exactly what he's referring to. And he's also referring to the fact that the Russian Spetsnaz were also in the Donbas then. That is a fact. Zelensky is not lying. That is a fact. And no, we didn't do a damn thing when Russia went in there. And that was under Obama. Now, I will tell you personally that I know for a fact Obama had Ukraine's back. But I also know that Obama was not about playing politics. You want to hear a fun fact? Obama almost pulled all U.S. support from Ukraine one time. Here's something you don't know. Almost pulled all U.S. support from Ukraine one time. Do you know why? Because they were playing politics. And they weren't just playing politics. Literally, the first day that we established the SF school for Ukraine, for their brand new special operators, the first day, all of those soldiers had their bags packed. The day their training was scheduled to start, they had their bags packed and they were on a train heading to the furthest western portion of that country as humanly possible. Obama told them to pull their heads out their ass or they're losing all support from the U.S. government, at least to my understanding.
He just occupied and took. He killed people. You know what the contact
was? 2015.
2014.
Yeah, yeah. So I was not here.
Yeah, but
that's exactly right.
Yes, but during 2014 till 2022, yeah, the same. Well, the situation the same? The people have been dying on the contact line. Nobody stopped him. You know.
I'm going to go with that's not necessarily true, and we're going to say why here in just a sec. Josh Glover says my dumb butt was talking in Discord about this, didn't see the live announcement. Good afternoon, Matt. Josh Glover, thanks for being in here, man. Yeah, guys, make sure your notification bells are turned on YouTube. Only about like 8-10% of you guys max have them turned on. We need to get those numbers up. We need to make sure that if you're over here, you're watching, you're telling your friends to come over here and subscribe to the channel. Now, he said that nobody stopped them, that nobody did anything about it between 2014 all the way up to 2022. He's correct. He is absolutely correct. Ukraine was over there dying on the front freaking line. Ukrainian soldiers were over there doing what they were doing. And there was no direct intervention. So that's an accurate statement. What's not an accurate statement is to say that we didn't support Ukraine throughout that entire time frame. The reason Russia is in the position it's in and the Ukrainian military is as capable and as freaking excellent as it is right now is directly because of NATO and the United States of America and what we did for Ukraine in those years. Had we not been there and supported Ukraine, it would be over at this point.
That we had conversations with him, a lot of conversations, my bilateral conversation, and we signed with him, me, like a new president, in 2019, I signed with him the deal. I signed with him, Macron, and Merkel, we signed ceasefire. Ceasefire. All of them told me that he will never go. We signed him with gas contract. Gas contract. Yes, but after that, he broken the ceasefire. He killed our people, and he didn't exchange prisoners. We signed the exchange of prisoners, but he didn't do it. What kind of diplomacy, JD, you are speaking about? What do you mean?
I'm talking.
He's got a right to be pissed off. I don't trust Russia as far as I can throw him, and I don't think anybody else will. Ever. And it's amazing to me that we have people on the Republican side of the House, for those of you that don't know, I'm independent as hell. I will vote one way or the other, depending on what I think is within the best interest of our nation, because I don't agree with anybody outright 100%. I think you're a fool if you do. I think you should judge people by their actions, not just their words. But yeah, he doesn't have a right to feel that way. And we are able to sit there and we're able to say on the Republican side of the House here in the United States of America, you cannot trust terrorism. And yet we're going to sit back here and say we can trust Putin and what Putin's going to say when it comes down to this deal. The same Putin that said they didn't invade Crimea initially, that the little green men were had nothing to do with it, and that they weren't in the Donbass. That's the guy we're supposed to trust. The one that still to this day says that they're not even at war. It's just a special military operation. No, you don't get to trust his words. Zelensky is absolutely right by saying that. And there better be a damn guarantee that goes along with it if this is going to happen. And to the best of my knowledge, there wasn't.
About the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring it into this conflict.
That is a valid statement. I've seen it with my own eyes. That is what he just said is a valid statement. Forcing conscripts. That is valid. It also has absolutely nothing to do. And J.D. Vance, respectfully, I'm happy you're the Vice President of the United States and you did serve honorably. If I remember correctly, he was a camberman in the Marine Corps, but he did serve honorably in Iraq. And there is a huge misconception that sheer numbers are what win wars. Superior weapons and tactics and outthinking your enemy allows you to win a war. In my opinion, that's a moot point, and it didn't need brought up.
Ukraine, did you say what problems we have?
I have been to...
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring people, you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems? Like bringing people into your military? And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
First of all,
that was a valid question. Don't come into somebody else's house and disrespect them. Don't bite the hands that feed you. Because that's quite literally what he's looking for right now. He's trying to be fed. And the United States of America wants to defend and protect Ukraine. We do. But we also want a freaking resolve to this conflict.
During the war, everybody has problems. Even you, but you have nice ocean and don't feel now, but you will feel it in the future. God bless.
You don't know that.
God bless. God bless. You will not have a war.
Don't tell us what we're going to feel. We're trying to solve a problem. Don't tell us what we're going to feel.
I'm not telling you.
Because you're in no position to dictate that.
The question had to do with recruitment issues. It had to do with recruitment issues. And now he's saying, no, this is what you're going to feel in the future. And I believe he's actually correct. I don't think Zelensky is lying, that if this goes the other way, that the United States is going to feel it. Like, you will. Tom Bones, I know a bunch of rice for farmers in Southeast Asia that would disagree with superior weapons and manpower. Exactly. Superior weapons and manpower. And what was the last part I said? Tactics. Tactics, my friend. Tactics. But you're also mixing in politicians. I promise you, if I had superior weapons and manpower and I didn't have to deal with politicians, those rice farmers would have a bad day. Tactics is the key. Tactics.
Remember this. You're in no position to dictate what we're going to feel. We're going to feel very good.
You will feel influence.
We're going to feel very good and very strong.
You will feel influence.
You're right now not in a very good position. You've allowed yourself to be in a very bad position, and he happens to be right about it.
From the very beginning of the war,
you're not in a good position. You don't have the cards right now. With us, you start having cards. Right now, you don't have
cards.
You're playing cards. You're playing cards. You're gambling with the lives of millions of people. You're gambling with World War III. You're gambling with World War III. And what you're doing is very disrespectful to the country, this country. that's backed you far more than a lot of people said they should have.
Have you said thank you once? This entire meeting? No, in this entire meeting, have you said thank you? You went to Pennsylvania and campaigned for the opposition in October. Offer some words of appreciation for the United States of America and the president who's trying to save your country.
Please, you think that if you will speak very loudly about the war, you can...
That's a... Yep, my bad. And thank you for having me here. Like, I was doing what... And that could have been a very diplomatic response. It could have been like, I was doing what I thought was best for the country of Ukraine at the time. You don't even have to address the allegation. You can say, my actions, what I did, I thought was for the best for my country. He does have a valid point, though. J.D. Vance does. Let's see how he responds.
Speaking loudly. He's not speaking loudly. Your country is in big trouble. Wait a minute. No, no. You've done a lot of talking. Your country is in big trouble.
I know.
You're not winning. You're not winning this. You have a damn good chance of coming out okay because of us.
Mr. President, we are staying in our country, staying strong. From the very beginning of the war, we've been alone. And we are thankful. I said thanks in this cabinet.
You haven't been alone. We gave you, through this stupid president, $350 billion.
You voted.
We gave you military equipment. And you men are brave, but they had to use our military.
What about us?
If you didn't have our military equipment, if you didn't have our military equipment, this war would have been over in 2 weeks.
In three days. I heard it from Putin. In 3 days. This is something
maybe less.
In 2 weeks. Of course, yes.
It's going to be a very hard thing to do business like that.
And there, right there, I think is where Zelensky realized this was going wrong. In 3 days, yes, I've heard it from Putin. Zelensky failed to mention that we were boots on the ground in Ukraine for a very long period of time, helping them to get to the point that they were at. Not just the United States, but a lot of NATO countries were over there. I remember seeing Canada. I remember seeing Brits. I remember seeing, I believe, Germans. Germans were huge in there. We were helping the crap out of them during that period of time. A lot. Zero recognition for it. Just NATO being in that country did a lot to make Putin think twice.
Yes, I tell you. Just say thank you.
Except
that there are disagreements, and let's go litigate those disagreements rather than trying to fight it out in the American media when you're wrong. We know that you're wrong.
But you see, I think it's good for the American people to see what's going on.
I think it's very important.
That's why I kept this going so long. You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards. You're buried there. Your people are dying. You're running low on soldiers. It would be a damn good thing.
And then you
tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go and I want this. Look, if you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you'd take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course, we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire.
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
Now, ceasefire with guarantees. That's the key. With guarantees. And the last I heard was that we weren't willing to give guarantees. And I told you that Zelensky is not going to take a ceasefire deal. Flat out told you. He will not take a ceasefire deal because he needs the guarantee, the backing of at least NATO, at least the EU, at least the United States that says, Putin, if you cross this frickin' line, like you've now done twice in the last decade, we're going to blow you off the damn map. That's what he needs. It's not a tall order. And if we did that, people would stop dying. But there's a reason Trump's hesitant to do it, because he knows there's a possibility that Putin might still do it. If he knew for a fact that Putin wouldn't do it, well, then why not? Call his bluff. Put the U.S. military on the line. But he didn't. That's a fact. Whether you like it or not, it is a fact. He did not put a security guarantee in there. And Zelensky just called him on it. In front of the entire freaking world. And there's a reason he didn't. Because if he did, then there's a very real possibility that Putin breaks it and U.S. troops would go to war inside of Ukraine. That is a fact. And so what he's asking Zelensky to do, he's not willing to do himself. And as a leader, that is horrible. Absolutely horrible. If you want to be a leader, you lead from the front. And if you want peace through strength, which he campaigned on, then you show strength. And the way you show strength is by putting your money where your mouth is and saying, Putin, you do this crap. You cross this line after this deal. I'm going to blast you into oblivion. You think Kursk is bad? You think Bakhmut is leveled? Wait till we're done with you when you cross this line. That's what needs to go into this. That's what will cause a good ceasefire agreement.
That wasn't with me. That was with a guy named Biden who was not a smart person. That was with Obama.
It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
What absolutely hurts about this, though, is Zelensky is now look at you can see it in his face. That is the future of Ukraine.
Be a tough deal to make because the attitudes have to change.
What if Russia breaks this fire? What if Russia breaks these talks? What do you do then? I understand that it's a heated conversation right now.
What are you saying?
She's asking, what if Russia breaks the ceasefire?
What if anything? What if a bomb drops on your head right now?
That's not a good response. That is not strength through freaking, that is not peace through strength that he campaigned on. Peace through strength would say, yeah, if Russia breaks this ceasefire, we're going to blow them to hell. That wasn't strength. That was avoiding the question. Like if again, welcome to speak the truth. That wasn't strength. That was avoiding the question.
Okay, what if they broke it? I don't know. They broke it with Biden because Biden, they didn't respect him. They didn't respect Obama. They respect me. Let me tell you, Putin went through a hell of a lot with me. He went through a phony witch hunt where they used him and Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. You ever hear of that deal? That was a phony Hunter Biden, Joe Biden scam. Hillary Clinton, Shifty Adam Schiff. It was a Democrat scam. And he had to go through that. And he did go through it. We didn't end up in a war. And he went through it. He was accused of all that stuff. He had nothing to do with it. It came out of Hunter Biden's bathroom. It came out of Hunter Biden's bedroom. It was disgusting. And then they said, oh, the laptop from hell was made by Russia.
Why are you talking about this? What does this have to do with Russia? The valid question that the reporter asked, that what if Russia breaks the deal? That is a serious concern. That is why this war is still raging. Because there is always that possibility, and they proved it twice when they invaded Crimea and the Donbass, and then in 2022. That is a valid question. And when you campaign on peace through strength and you avoid a question that requires you to show your cojones and being such a tough guy, you freaking failed.
The 51 agents, the whole thing was a scam, and he had to put up with that. He was being accused of all that stuff. All I can say is this. He might have broken deals with Obama and Bush, and he might have broken them with Biden. He did, maybe. Maybe he didn't. I don't know what happened. But he didn't break them with me. He wants to make a deal. I don't know if you can make a deal. The problem is, I've empowered you to be a tough guy. And I don't think you'd be a tough guy without the United States. And your people are very brave. But you're either going to make a deal or we're out. And if we're out, you'll fight it out. I don't think it's going to be pretty, but you'll fight it out. But you don't have the cards. But once we sign that deal, you're in a much better position, but you're not acting at all thankful. And that's not a nice thing. I'll be honest, that's not a nice thing. All right, I think we've seen enough. What do you think?
What's this negotiation?
This is going to be great television, I will say that. All right. We'll see what we can do about putting it together. Thanks.
Can I need the back of this?
We'll see. I don't know.
And he's out. He's gone. Andre says, Putin agent Krasnov for president 2028. He's referring to Trump. Macau, gathering systems. I'm embarrassed to be an American right now. Yeah. The death of an American soft power before our eyes. These are all chats, super chats that came in. Tiger Claw. Hey, remember what I said about Trump this morning and how can he be trustable? I don't think it's politics, Matt. Our leaders aren't smart. And I told you a long time ago, this is why I told you guys that he doesn't understand Ukraine. And I also told you, I think a couple hours ago, that I don't think there is going to be a peace deal. I don't. Literally said it on this morning's live stream. Why? Because Trump doesn't understand Ukraine. He doesn't understand Russia. And he's right. He does want people to quit dying. And there's dirt on both sides of the house, whether you're a Republican, whether you are a Democrat, I don't care what side of the house you fall on. There's dirt on both sides of the house over there. But the fact is, Russia very, very, very well can, if it violate any ceasefire deal, any ceasefire agreement that comes out. And that right there, they all made very valid points. Every single one of them made valid points. Zelensky blew off questions. Trump blew off questions. But Trump blew off the most important question, which is, what are you going to do if and when Russia violates the ceasefire agreement? That is a valid question, as it should be. Now, Texas, I see you in there. Check last XDM. It's getting effed. SecDef just ordered to halt all of Russia-related cyber stuff sold to the U.S. Wow. Hexeth orders Cyber Command to stop, to stand down on Russia planning. I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, it's not a joke. When I say that man doesn't understand everything over there, he doesn't. I also know that we have a hell of a lot of leverage over Ukraine to get it done. But what pisses me off the most, what absolutely pisses me off the most, is that these idiots, all three of them, and their egos, those morons on the, like, all three of those idiots, all three of them, are responsible for, they're going to be responsible for either the life or death of hundreds of thousands of people if they don't figure it out and figure it out fast. You're a politician, you're a statesman, and I don't care, as a leader, I will tell you, I have ate some humble frickin' pie to make sure my people were taken care of. I have ate some humble pie to make sure my guys on the ground were taken care of. Dude, I would frickin', I'm not gay, but I would be sucking dudes off if they needed something and it meant that they get to stay alive. I don't care. The lives of my men frickin' matter. And at the same time, Trump avoiding the question when you run on freaking strength through diplomacy, peace through strength, and you get asked the question of the century, which is, what the F are you going to do about it if Russia invades Ukraine, and you choose nothing? You choose to avoid the question? What strength are you showing, Mr. President?
What strength are you showing? You are showing none. That was coward. That was a coward's answer. It is so freaking insane. Ukraine equals single mom. Russia equals ex-US equals single, rich, and hot. Sure. I don't know how this is going to turn out, but I know I'll be here to cover it for when it breaks for you guys. This is insane.